And we're live.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Masters of Gallus podcast. I am Brian Ozone along with The Miz. What's up, John?
What's going on, Mr. Ozone? It's nice to finally see you again.
Yeah. It's very good to have you back. I know work is scheduled quite busy and, you know, along with the other guys. But, you know, it happens.
I'm 3 out of 4 so far.
Good. What else, man? What's going on? What else is going on? How's the website going?
Website's going well. We're pushing 200 members as of this week. I'm
very good.
Trying to do some giveaways. I'm giving away a He-Man Power Sword letter opener to anybody who goes on there and posts any type of ad. They're free to post. Post it up. I don't care if you post an exorbitant amount that people can't even buy. If you just want to put it up there. You get into the drawing.
Tell them where it is. Tell them, give them the address.
Most Powerful Auctions, www.hebay.com. That is the website. Free membership, free to post. You only pay if your item sells, and we only charge 4%. It's better than That's the 9-10.
Yeah. It's definitely, and it's cool to have you as a member of the community in on it, you know, so it's definitely something very interesting because you're not an outsider. So you kind of like have more of a passion for it. So that's really cool. And you named it He-Bay, you know, hey, so
I'm waiting for the other bay to send the cease and desist, but we're ready for that.
It was built for collectors
by collectors, man. We don't want the scalping. We don't want that stuff there. So the prices are low. Usually the deals are great. So I appreciate it.
Thanks for always supporting it, man. It's a good thing. No, it's a great thing. You know, again, you know, it's something in the community for the people to another outlet to go to besides going to the bigger, the more evil, you know, like everybody calls it Evil Bay. I mean, you know, you pushed 200 members, you said. That's what, in 3 months, 4 months?
September 30th will be 2 months.
2 months, all right. So that's 100 members a month, man. That's 30, you know, 30 days, yeah. 100 people. It's great.
No, I never had any grand illusions. I opened it up for the guys in our waffle groups and the community.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's global. We have members from all over the world. So check it out. It's free to check out. If you don't like it.
Sorry, my thing keeps falling in. Yeah, it just never come again. That's all.
Exactly. It's free. It doesn't hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, guys, it's definitely something worth checking out. I mean, hey, you never know. You might find something on it that you need that you've never saw before. I mean, every day, at least once a month, there's something that I have not seen or I haven't seen in 30 years. That pops up. So, I mean, you know, you can find the gem out there and on eBay, it could be the place. So
we hope,
check it out. Yeah. I mean, it's worth just browsing, having it on your radar. So yeah.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for Masters of the Galaxy supporting it.
I'm always out there trying to help, fellow people that are trying to make the community better and bigger. You know, that's what we're all in it for.
It's exactly what we're here for.
So let's talk about it. I was on the couch before, and a good friend of mine, he messaged me. He's like, "Bro, you see it? I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Did you see the new commercial for Geico?" Now, I don't know if it's true. I have not seen it. I tried to look for it, could not. Supposedly, there's a new commercial with He-Man in it from Geico, and he said there's a still of Battle Cat. I don't know. Speculation here. So, when I did research and I did look, I found the other commercials that, which is made for that supermarket, I believe, like in the UK. I knew of the first one, but the second one where they're doing the dirty dancing in the bar, I did not see. So I got a good laugh out of that one.
I was cracking up when I saw that. Yeah, those are great, man. Yeah, they have some videos of how they made them and the guys in the suits and everything. But yeah, man, I saw that too. And like I said, being 80s guys, man, that stuff cracks me up.
Oh yeah, it's great. You know, even if it was a different toy line, you know, it's great just to see stuff like that. I did see what you're talking about, but I didn't watch it because it was like 8-10 minutes, and I was like, "God, this can't be right." But I do want to see that. I guess like the behind the scenes and stuff like that. It kind of looks really cool.
I'm that kind of nerd. I always liked the DVD or the Blu-ray,
Right,
the special effects edition, how they did it. That kind of, came from being an artist and, always trying to be creative. You can always see that in the
Yeah, it's
waffles.
definitely cool. It's cool to get like the scoop, you know. I always enjoyed that. You know, you get the story, the backstory or whatnot. I think it's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm hoping that it's not a lie. So people, if you did see this commercial, he said he saw it on regular TV, not even cable. So damn it, this thing doesn't want to stay. So hopefully he's not lying to me. He's not pulling my chain because he does know I have the show today. So hopefully he's not throwing me out there. So
No,
if you, anybody out there saw it, just give us some feedback on the Facebook page and let us know that it's true and I'm not just throwing this, making a lie. I don't want to do that. But what were you going to say, John?
No, I was gonna say I saw the ads for it as well today. I was just telling Brian, I just got home a few minutes ago. I hadn't had a chance to look at it myself, so I figured, what a great topic, a commercial that neither one of us have seen to speak about.
You know, it's and imagine it doesn't even exist, but
Yeah, we look like two puds talking about nothing.
exactly, But I mean, it's cool because also, I mean, it's just we're on the commercial topic. I mean, okay, so now in the last year we had two from the supermarket. What a year or two ago was the Toyota? Was it Toyota? One of the cars. They
One of the car
had
companies.
the 80s toys. Yeah, so it's kind of cool that they are bringing. Still keeping it relevant. I mean, although it's not a movie or a cartoon, but they are keeping it relevant. So
No, but it's like you're
I
saying.
got to give them that.
I think more people our age, I'm pushing, like I said, next week I'll be 37. But you're
Happy
starting to see that
birthday.
come back around. Hey, thank you. You're starting to see that come back and be relevant. Like I said, hidden in commercials or comic books, or now with the advent of the Masters of the Universe movie,
Who
hopefully.
knows?
The figures, everything. Like I said, for me, this is about a year and a half, and it's just amazing to see all of this stuff, mainstream media, the internet. So I love it. I love when I see it, and I love when I can relate to it, and I can catch that little innuendo, like you said, the dirty dancing and stuff like that. That's relevant to me.
And it's cool because it's because you have the He-Man part of it and the Dirty Dancing part of it, so you have two completely opposites of the places of the world combining in one. So it and if you're an 80s person, you get it. You know, you'll understand the He-Man point and the Dirty Dancing point, like I did, you know. And
Me
that's a
too.
great song. It's a great song. I
Oh.
don't care how bad you want to make fun of me, it's a good song.
Hey, man.
As an 80s kid, you gotta love it. So yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, we get this commercial and it's not a lie. It's kind of, it sounds cool. I don't know what it's about. And being it's a Geico commercial, it could be a bunch of commercials, you know, like they did with the caveman, they do with the
Oh, my
lizard,
God.
the Geico, you know, so,
Yep.
you know, who knows? It could be a bunch of He-Man show, He-Man commercials or a bunch of 80 properties, you know, keep it going. So who knows? Might see Lion-O out there, or Silverhawks, or Care Bears, My Little Pony. So who knows? Who the hell knows?
about the shirt tails?
What? I forgot about those
Yeah,
guys. Those, they lived in a tree, right? Like a tree house or
the
something?
shirt tails and the gummy bears, man. Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
And they taste great too. I love
No, I like what you're saying. Like I said, it's nice, like I said, being this age and seeing that stuff come back. To where I share it with my girlfriend. She's a little younger than I, her daughter. She knows what He-Man is. But like I said, to me, it rings clear because I grew up in the 80s. I love that music. Cassandra, she kind of misses it sometimes. She doesn't catch some of those things. But to me, it's just awesome. I love being able to connect to that.
Well, you know what? That's the great thing about like on Netflix. You know, they'll have like right now She-Ra season one and He-Man season one. So you know, you'll have. It's up there, and you'll have kids today that are just browsing through it, and maybe you know they'll stumble upon it, and put it on, and get into it, and then you know their parent or whoever walks in the door, and they're like, "Holy cow! Like I haven't seen this in 30 years, or whatever." And then
Yeah.
search it and realize it's still around, you know, and they're still making toys and you know, this Power Con and all these exclusives, all these other cons and stuff, and it's still relative. It never died.
No.
And that's why we do stuff like this. So, you know,
that's the goal. Like I said, that's to keep it relevant, keep it going, and just keep it in everybody's hearts and the fan base going and stronger. You said con.
Yeah.
I just saw the New York Comic Con's coming October 5th.
Yeah.
You're
me and my
there?
Son, we finally got our badge. Yeah,
oh,
we're going. I always go Sunday. I always go to the last day because to me, the last day is the day that everybody doesn't want to put anything away. They want to sell. So, you know, you get the deals. And I'm extremely happy because I'm bringing my son this time for the first time. Last year, I screwed up big time. I got 4 tickets and I got the day screwed up. I was going to bring my wife and my 2 kids, but I screwed the days up and I missed it. We didn't get to go. I tried to get my, like, I was just telling them, you know, look my name. I've been so many times. You know, can I get a discount for next year? I don't even want my money back, just a discount or guaranteed badges. And they didn't want to budge. So whatever it was, but, this year I was able to just to get me and my son because you can only get it's crazy the way they do it now. It's completely different system from San Diego. It's completely different entity. But as I was saying, they're going to show the Batman Two-Face movie for the first time.
Oh.
That, so we're going to get to go see that on Sunday. And, you know, we'll go shopping. And it should be fun. It should be cool. They got like
awesome.
A Star Wars. They got like a Star Wars thing for the kids we're going to go to. It'll be fun. You know, hopefully he's in good spirits. Super 7's going to be there, and you know, and they're saying they're bringing a bunch of new stuff. They're for sure they're bringing the muscle figures, the new wave. So that'll be there. You know, at least I know I'm going to be coming home with something. yeah. So it should be fun. It usually always is. You bump it. I mean, it's insane the amount of people in New York that dress up compared to San Diego, and they do a lot of the what's the Japanese animation? I can't remember.
Japanimation.
Is that it? No, but isn't don't they have like a different name?
I'm sure they Simple. Do. I was never into it. So
yeah. I never really caught on to that either. But a lot of girls and like kids dress up into that. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, you got the cosplay and everything.
Yeah, they love it. So it's packed, and it's just cool. I mean, and hopefully he likes it. I want him to get into it. You know, I'm really hoping he likes it. So we'll see. It's in a couple of weeks. Might actually be not this weekend. Next weekend, right?
Next week, yeah. Next, the 5th is a Thursday because my birthday is the 4th, a Wednesday. So
okay, cool. Yeah, it's next weekend. So it should be fun. Should
That's gonna be awesome, man.
And like I said, I'm hoping Super 7 brings some stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I just got my invoices from Super 7. Apparently, I'm late on payment for my Filmation 4-pack.
Really? I just got
the
email 2 days ago that they went on sale. The next figures, the wave of figures are on sale till October 2nd, I think.
Yeah, I paid for them way back, a couple months ago. The Triclops, the...
No, but the newer ones. The ones they just showed at San Diego the other day that they're on sale.
Sweet Baby Mermaid. I haven't even gotten the first ones.
Yeah, I didn't get them either.
No, this brings up a great thing I've been thinking about. I recently did a little live unboxing over on Motu Evolution.
Right.
My girlfriend gave me an early birthday present. I'm going to show it.
Sweet.
Now,
what is it?
Two things about me. I'm a cheap ass. I won't go out and buy super expensive figures. One, because I don't quite get why Shadow Weaver is $250. I mean, I understand it, but
yeah,
she bought me this.
Nice. That's another hard one. Nice.
I did not expect it. I had no clue it was coming. It's absolutely, I would never buy this. I don't care how big of a collector or nerd, I would never buy this. And then someone was just mentioning today that the Super NES Retro Classics standing in line, the pre-orders. I see people selling them for $500, man. I just, that's
for Nintendo one now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous. Like we got pre-orders, pre-sales,
I
pre-boarding.
know, I know, I know. I did that with the regular version last year, the classics, and I missed out. I had it in my phone because my wife liked it, so I said, "Let me make sure I get this for Christmas or whatever." So
Yeah.
I missed out, and then I had to go on the black market and
Dude.
paid a phenomenal amount, and had to get another controller. And you know what? It's like a dust collector for the last year. So I don't even care if they're coming out any new ones. I'm not buying it.
No, I won't either. Like I said, I miss the old school days of, hey, the toy came out, it's at Toys R Us, go stand in line,
Right,
go get it off the shelf.
yeah.
I same way. I don't pre-order much. I only pre-ordered the Filmation because a group member didn't want to buy the four pack. He wanted the single guys, but you had to buy four of them first to order the
Right.
singles. So I picked them up. The guy's great, so he was able to get his singles. I was able to get the four pack, but it's just, man, the prices are just—it's astounding. Hundreds and hundreds of bucks
I
for.
know, I know.
I know it's not the biggest community. It's not, Barbie right now or anything like that. But still, there's got to be something. Something we
It's
can.
it's ridiculous. Like Fisto and Shadow Weaver,
I don't
and
know
a
what she
couple
paid for
others, I
this.
think.
Sorry, I don't know what she paid for this, but.
Did you open him or?
I did. I opened them on the live unboxing, and I'm keeping them in there till I get some. I just put my Zolo World cases on eBay. Half my collection has been sold over there. I'm piecing it out one by one.
Oh boy. Oh man.
But
Oh
whatever, I'm having fun with it. So, but yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't
yeah,
mean
it's
to
cool.
interrupt.
It's cool. I
You
don't
were
even
saying
remember now. It's
prices of
Oh
Shadow
yeah.
Weaver, Fisto.
It's crazy how much they're going for. It's sick. I think it's like it's those two figures. I believe like the first Sorceress.
Yeah.
Maybe a handful of others. The prices are phenomenal. It's crazy how
Yeah.
much they're going for. And I don't know why, because I'm sure they made just as much as them as others, or around the
Yeah.
same amount,
Well, just
People.
like the Filmation He-Man, I'm waiting for them to show up like they did at GameStop, and the AE He-Man that was 150 bucks is now $35. So that's what I'm
I
waiting
know.
for.
Yeah, it'll happen, unfortunately.
Yep.
It's crazy. Like you dish out all this money for all this stuff, and then something like that happens, or
Yeah.
that other toy store that they showed up in, I forgot the name of it. It's on the West Coast.
There's
Whatever.
ThinkGeek, GameStop. Damn, I can't remember what the other one
It
is, but
was
I
a
do
couple.
see
It
it.
was. It was a couple. It was a couple of years ago that they did it. They popped up out of nowhere, and
Oh, Big
everybody was like in a
Lots.
huge. Yes.
Big Lots.
Everybody was up in huge uproar. And then they had to, come up with a huge confession that they didn't know about it or
Yeah.
whatever. It's,
Yeah.
another huge lie. But yeah, it stuff when stuff like that happens, it gets me so pissed because I spend a lot of money on this stuff. Not even a lot, I get it for the regular price, but there's people out there that do spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
Or even if I go and I get a triple or a double or whatever, and I pay as even just a regular price, and then you see it at Big Lots or whatever, and it's so much cheaper, and you just like
Yeah.
want to shoot yourself in the head, it's ridiculous that they do that.
No.
Insane.
I
It's
did the same thing.
insane. But
No, go ahead.
no, go.
No, I was saying I bought when I first started collecting again about a year and a half ago, I bought the Anti-Attorney He-Man, and I think he was 120 bucks or a
Oh,
hundred. And I bought a couple, and then I bought some of the Waffle, and I was like, holy shit, I spent like 400 bucks on four of these things.
And it's it then it, he's still pricey actually. 'Cause I have him saved as one of my searches on eBay because the Loyal Subjects version, and he that always
Yes.
pops up, and it's crazy how much he's going for. It's insane.
Yeah.
Many of them out there. I mean, and he's still going for that much. That's what I don't get. It's like I don't understand how is it the same people just regurgitating their auctions, or is it so many of them out there?
Don't know.
It just it. I don't get it. I don't understand. But as a collector, do you actually open them up out of the plastic, or you just open them in the box?
With the advent of the great unboxing site, I started to open some stuff. I will not be opening
Okay.
Fisto. Just in
Okay.
case, just in case, just in case one day that eviction notice ever shows up.
Exactly. Yeah, you have a
Now
get out of jail free card there.
I enjoyed the collectability, and I've always been a mint on card guy. But through these groups I have, and you know, Cassandra, my girlfriend, and her little girl, I've enjoyed opening the toys and playing with them, because she comes in here, she's 5 years old, and she looks at everything, and she's like, what am I going to tell
them? Woo!
You can't touch these? You can't play with these? That's not my parents didn't give them to me for Christmas and say, no, you can just look at the package. That's not what it's about.
Exactly. It's hard.
She has my 2000 Castle to play with.
Nice. Yeah. I got my son his own stuff, you know, that he can touch and play with. And then, like, in my He-Man room, they know what they can play with and what they can't, you know. So,
correct.
You know, it's cool. But when I started collecting the Classics figures, I made sure I always collected two. I won the box, keeping the box, and one I can physically play with and touch and stuff. So,
yes,
you know, that's what my kids play with, you know. I did it right this – well, I'm fortunate enough to do it right this time. Able to have one mint on card and have the one that's open.
Correct.
you know, it's I like to have it, touch it, play with it, set it up, beat them up, you know.
Yeah.
I like that still. I don't care. You know, I'm going to be 40 next year. I love it. I still get like that childhood thrill.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's cool. It's that nerd in me, you know.
No, man, that's the joy. That's what we do it for. That's why we do it. And like you said, I have a bunch of my Waffle Wins that are loose, and I have, you know, like I said, I have some I've opened up on the Great Unboxing that I have over there. And the same thing. If they're open, play with them. I have literally the same thing. We have
exactly. One. Yeah,
she's. I love her to death. She's not touching Fisto. I didn't want to touch Fisto. I didn't.
yeah, I know. That's a tough one, man.
But yeah, so much stuff. I was trying to send her to school with my Masters Universe vintage lunchbox and thermos, and she didn't want to take it.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah,
I thought that would be the coolest thing to send. You know, to have that go back to kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah. Is it actually yours?
Yeah, it's mine. It's sitting over on my shelf. It's
Oh, that's cool.
I had it on the Great Unboxing the other night, and it's, you know, it's got the thermos, and this is the one I had that I brought to kindergarten.
That's so sweet.
And that's sadly cool. I was drinking Red's Apple Ale out of it the other night, but I hadn't drank out of He-Man thermos in 30 something years. I had to do it.
I don't blame you.
But I
brings back old memories.
She said no, and I said, you know, I won't push it. You know, she comes in and plays with the toys, and she knows what the room is and knows what they are. That's cool enough for me. That means that it's passed on.
That's cool. That's like what I'm trying to do with my kids. You know, I want them to. And you know, it's funny. Like my son. You know, well, he knows a lot. You know, he's 9 of 8. My daughter's gonna be 5 in November. So you know, they know like the main characters and things like that, and ask questions, and I love it. You know, it's cool. You know, pass that knowledge down, and maybe one day, you know, they you know, can only hope that they really enjoy it. They get into it more.
Do the same thing.
Then my collection means more to me, because then I you know, there's more meaning to it, because I'm gonna pass it down, you know, to someone who enjoys it too, you know. So. It's cool. It's really cool when you can get your kids involved. And I know there's a lot of people out there in the community that have their kids involved. And I think that's
does your wife collect, or is she
pretty sweet?
Part of it.
And she collects coach bags. So, you know,
now I know why
I buy
tired all the time.
So, you know, I buy a little plastic muscle men in furry underwear, and then I have to buy her a coach bag with it, you know, shut her up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, but she, you know, she had all the toys, the She-Ra figures when she was growing up. She, you know, she'll watch it with me. So it's cool. You know, it she knows, she gets it, you know, she understands where I'm coming from with it and everything. But she doesn't collect anything. You know, I tried to push it on her, you know, slap her around, you know, she really, you know, but nah, it never came to be. It would have been cool to have her, you know, side by side toy hunting. I think that'd be pretty sweet, but now not happening. But,
that's where I got lucky. Like I said, I spoke about this in my groups early on. My girlfriend, same way. You know, we dated for about 2 years, broke up for 6 or 8 months, got back together. I moved into this place, built my He-Man room, and she called me a nerd. I did the waffles. She's like, I don't know what you're doing. She would sit in the living room and laugh at me, tell me to hurry up.
Yeah.
Then I showed her some of the Shearer stuff. She got into some of the Joe Amato customs. And then before you knew it, she's got a collection that surpasses mine. Wow. Like you said, with the toy hunting.
Wow. What does she collect?
The Masters Universe Classics, vintage, everything.
Wow.
Yeah, we struggled. We struggled our first go around with things that we bonded on. And now we're getting gearing up to go yard sailing. We're going to the Salvation Armies. We're going to the Goodwill.
That's awesome.
We're toying. And I just said this before.
That's the date.
I have the Motu community to thank for that, because this was my passion that she fell in love with because of all of our friends and people on the groups that talked to her.
Right, right.
Sent her stuff and got her collecting. So, man, I can't thank everybody enough. That has bonded our relationship and made us that much stronger.
So, yeah, yeah. That's cool. That's a cool story, man.
It's phenomenal.
I respect it, man. And that's that. Like I said, that's one thing that I would love to have is, you know, my wife with me digging through boxes and store to store, and you know, that would be sweet. You know, I envy that. I think that's a cool story.
Hey, man, the fact that she lets you have that stuff in the house, that's a win, all right?
Yeah. Well, I was part of the deal, because when I lived by myself and I had my own apartment, I had a two-bedroom.
Yep.
One was where I slept. The other bedroom was my toy room, and, you know, I had my guitars and stuff in it. So I told her, I said, when we move out in the house, I get one room for my stuff. And then that was it. The floodgates opened up, and I just collected, you know. And it's still a mess. I really got to clean it up. But once I get it going, you know, because that's usually where I used to do the shows from and stuff. But now I'm stuck in my bedroom doing them to get away from the kids screaming and throwing stuff and the dog barking and my wife screaming. So I got to hide from all that when I do this. But, yeah, I got to get down there and get that all like sorted out. Right now it's just like buy stuff, pile it. But I got to get it all. It's got to look nice again. But I've ran out of room because, like I said, the classics is what killed me, man. Because I buy one to keep open, and I buy one to put to, you know, keep mint. And just over the years, you know, just collecting them, like I have a closet packed. You open it up, it like falls down. You know, everything falls out on you. That's how packed it is. It's crazy, man. And then they started piling up in the room, and so I gotta think of somewhere to put them so I can get back in there and have fun in there, you know, because and you know, it's funny, I've never showed my collection out, so it'd be cool to finally get that out there too.
I was gonna bring that up. I kept saying great unboxing. I saw a picture, I don't think it was your private page, but it was a I believe it was your son sitting in front of a massive small portion of Master Universe stuff,
it was in my room. Yeah.
So what I wanted to ask you, or accept the challenge, you're going to New York Comic Con, you do all these great things, you meet all these people, you see all these people, you know all these people in the community. Now, myself, with the Great Unboxing and the Most Powerful Waffles, Motu Evolution 2, they do all these great live videos. We do the podcast. I'd like to see a Brian Ozone walkthrough or a toy hunt or...
See, I mean to do it. I even downloaded this program for my phone. It's called Director Power or Power Director, whatever. And I meant to do like a mini documentary sort of thing at PowerCon. But I was just there so short of a time that I wasn't able to do it because I was running around and then the panels and everything. But I do want to do something like that. And I may actually do – I may try it at – New York Comic Con, but if not, when I get my room back up, I got to do something. I do want to do something because, you know, it's so much easier now with the phone, and you can videotape it. And then with this program I got, you actually can cut, copy, paste or whatever and make it nice and add music and do stuff like that. So I do like that, but I'm just so computer stupid. I don't know how to do anything.
Listen, I'll tell you.
That's the thing with me.
There's this great thing that I would love to see that you don't have to have these downloads. There's this thing called Facebook Live. So I would love, I would feel honored because I hunted you down, if many people don't know.
yeah, you did. You did. You had a wanted poster out.
I put a wanted poster up. The people that know me understand it. I'm a goof, man. I love to have fun. That's why I love these groups. That's why I love talking with Brian. I'd like to see it go up on the Great Unboxing with a live. I don't care if it's just you walking through filming stuff.
I got, I just,
no
so
pressure.
Forgetful. No, not at all. I just forget to do it. Like, if you would call me and say, all right, bro, I do this, then I'd be like, yeah, I got to go do it. But, like, you know, it's just like a normal day. Like, I was just so forgetful with things. That's my problem.
I will remind you next week during the Comic-Con, the last day, but, I will send you a message.
Yeah. Totally in the cards. Like, I always mean to do it. I just forget, you know, that's the thing. And I get sidetracked at those things and talking with people. And like I said, the panels and running around. And, whenever I go to the West Coast, I'm just like super sleepy because of the time difference. Because knocks me out, completely knocks me out. Like, everybody's like, you're coming out after hours for drinks. I'm like, yeah. And then I'm sleeping.
7:30. You're sleeping in the hotel.
yeah. You know, I actually fell asleep during one of the panels, and I was like, oh my god, this is ridiculous. I can't even stay awake. It's so bad when I go there because I'm just so tired. And that it's a couple of train rides away from here. That it's something that I want to do. I definitely would love to do it. I meant to take. I swear to God, I downloaded the app and everything. I wanted to do it for PowerCon. I actually spoke to people. I'm like, I'm going to interview you. Like, yeah, it's cool. So, but I just never did it. I'm an idiot. I just never got around to doing it.
Listen, I understand completely. I used to be much more active in our communities and our groups, and like I said, with work. With the website, same way. I'm behind like 3 months on shipping people winnings.
Oh God!
Same thing with videos. I started the Great Unbox, and I forget sometimes it's a site I started. and my friend Dan Bonet called me out. I did an unboxing live on Motu Evolution with John Itis because he had sent me something. He's like, dude, you haven't even been on the Great Unboxing in months. I'm like, oh yeah. it's the same way, man. I forget, and it's like I said, you get busy with life and everything, and it's now I'm starting to catch up. The website's going by itself, and you know, I'm my collection is disappearing, but now I've got Fisto.
Why do you keep selling your stuff, though?
I'm putting it up. I'm putting it up on the website. I'm offering people 99 cents start bid. Go ahead, no reserve. I think my Filmation He-Man went for $52. My Rotar and Twister went for $32.50 shipped. That's what I'm trying to promote. I'm trying to put the low ass seller fees for sellers and reduce the cost for buyers, just to bring it down a little bit.
That's
and that's the whole goal.
That's good.
That's why I started.
That's what the community needs, because there's a lot of people out there that don't have money, that can't afford it, and that's a good thing that you're doing, because those are the people that will benefit from this, hopefully. Sure. It's not the scalpers.
I was a big time eBay. You know, I used to sell video games for years. I did the same thing. And like I said, every month I'd pay $700 in fees. I'm like, why am I paying $700 in fees?
Yeah.
Because I'm being charged 10%, 11%. Yeah. And like I said, this started off as a stupid idea, just a stupid name.
It's working.
And that's what it's for, man. I'm not out to make $1 million. I think eBay has totally made $54 in 2 months.
That's not you what made 200 about. Friends, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want to get the community another place to put their stuff up. You know, you just put it out there.
Are the sellers, are they multiple sellers? Do they keep putting more stuff up? Do you notice, or is it
I think right now the biggest thing is foot traffic. We're at 200 people, but most people are on right now because I'm putting up a lot of my collection cheap.
Okay.
So it's drawing people in, which is cool. And hey, I'm okay with that.
It's a start.
I'll put everything up in this room. I don't care. I believe in what we're doing. I believe it, and I'm passionate about it. But, you know, as foot traffic picks up, I believe more people will come in.
Oh, yeah. Word of mouth, man. It's the biggest way of getting things out there. And that's why, you know, I want to do this and talk about it. And hopefully more and more people will talk about it. They'll talk about it to more people, and it'll get out there. And
like I said, it was all the people that were bashing eBay, and they're still bashing eBay. So here it is. Here's an alternative.
Yeah.
Be part of the solution. Right. Be part of the solution. Here it is.
Now, is there a lot of non-Masters toys, or is it mainly Masters?
No, it's named Hebei because I thought the name was great and everybody loved it, so I
yeah.
went with that. And the main categories are masters all the way from vintage to modern. But there's 27 other categories that cover Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mythic Legions, everything, Legos. It's action figures, comic books, video games, and collectibles. That's what it is.
Nice.
That's it.
So yeah, that's good to know for the people who don't know, because now, you know, in case they only think it's a Masters themed website, it's not. You can go there and you can put up anything you want or look for anything
whatever
you
you want.
want. You never know. And it's good to know,
correct,
because there's people out there with collections that don't know where to go, and they don't want may not want to go to eBay. So, you know, there's your alternative.
Absolutely. And like I said, you guys see it all the time. They see all the advertisements, and I'm sorry. It looks like it's tough. It's tough. Tough to have a business and be passionate about it. And like I said, to me, it's not about making any money. I don't care about making any money. I don't expect to make any money. I just want to get it out there. I want people to look at, see it, and use it. Critique it.
Yeah,
send me your messages.
Yeah.
No?
No, yeah.
You're not going to hurt my one feeling.
I had a website. I just wanted it to do its own, you know, make enough money just for it to stay afloat. But it didn't work out,
correct,
so I had to shut it down. That was my main goal. I didn't want to make money off of it. It wasn't my job. I just wanted, you know, to have a website and have go, but it didn't work out. I'm not computer savvy, so I couldn't really do much with it. So I had to rely on other people, which I felt really bad. So I had to I put the bullet in it and shut it down. But it's good. Again, it's good that you did this, and it's still a baby. It's only two months.
Exactly.
I thought it was a little older than that. It's still a baby, 200 people. And, you know, like, again, word of mouth is the number one advertising way of selling something. So it's going to get out there, and people, you know, two by two, whatever it is, you know, it's going to get out there and people will know about it. And again, it's in everybody's favor. So except yours.
like you said, that's the goal. It's you think it's just a guy at a website. It's not. Like you said, I'm not super computer savvy. I have a private development team. I have, you know, you have to have business accounts. You have to go through. I'm in New York State. So it's a small fortune to run every month, and I'm paying for it out of pocket.
Yeah.
And that's fine with me. Like I said, this was for the community to say, hey, one of two things happens. It works, and it's awesome. And it fails, and I still get to say, hey, I did it. I put it out
there.
I had this idea, and it happened. I made it come to fruition.
Right.
So that it's fine with me. I don't care either way. I'm happy it's there. I'm happy I got to contribute, and I got to do this in my life. I got a website, www.hebay.com.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. So why don't you tell everybody about your little your little invention you're making for Halloween, because I think it's quite amazing, and I can't wait to see the final
product,
whatever the hell you want to call it, production run, or I don't even know what you want to call it. I don't want to say and give it away. So
no. It's not actually my brilliant mindstorm. So Halloween's coming up. I've been on a few videos, like I said, on other sites. Moto Evolutions, this is a great guy in the UK, Wayne Robert Scott, phenomenal guy, and he calls it the gun show. And we pose. But I've been bulking up like the last couple months through the summer.
Ripped.
But I'm working for this goal. My girlfriend is going to be She-Ra for Halloween. So I was like, shit, I got to step up my game. I can't be the skinny Puerto Rican guy.
I usually
weigh about 175, 180 pounds soaking wet. So I'm up to like 225 right now, and I'm trying to get to like 240. So I'm making this Battle Armor He-Man costume. speaking of cosplay and everything we're talking about, so I'm going to start. I saw it posted. I can't remember what group it was, but there's this brilliant guy. He makes it out of yoga foam. He makes all his costume, his cosplay. And it was awesome. And I was like, well,
oh, cool.
I've been doing this for months. I don't have time to cut and get all ripped up to go with just the chest piece.
Yeah.
Because my beer belly would be hanging out.
Yeah.
No lie.
That'll be ripped.
Well, that's a great thing if you're into getting healthy. If you bulk up and you gain muscle, you also gain a lot of fat. You get man boobs or he boobs.
He boobs.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I need something to cover the arms look all right, but the
heavage.
The cleavage needs to be covered. So I'm going to make the Battle Armor He-Man chest piece, and I'm going to try the yoga foam, and I'll document it. I'll put it on the Most Powerful Waffles in a couple of sessions. Nice. I'll show my progress with it. I love being creative. The people that know me know that, making stuff and
that's cool.
Decorating. Yeah. So I'll document it. I'll post it on Masters of the Galaxy.
That's cool. I mean, now, are you also going to make your own power sword, or are you just going to use one that's out there already?
Well, I've got the classics, the hard one to get, the heavy-ass one, the foam one, the big costume one. But it's Battle Armor He-Man, so he comes with the battle axe, so I got to make the battle axe.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you're making it to the T, you know? You're going completely classic, vintage, all the way, 100%. Nice.
I'm a vintage guy.
Very cool.
I'm a guitarist, you know, you're a musician, the same thing. I did some drawings. I called them Disasters of the Universe before I realized there was a Disasters of the Universe. It starred me.
I love that everything is themed around Masters, bro. You have no idea. I'm geeking out of you. I love it.
All these guys got me back into this. So I did some drawings like Snake Mountain and me coming up with a battle axe. And my weapon was always the axe because I play guitar and that was my axe. So I'm going battle axe.
It makes sense.
So I think it'll be cool. It may come out like garbage. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah. Now, do you have a Halloween costume party to go to wear this? Or are you going trick-or-treating only? Or do you have plans? Or
I don't know yet, but we're going to make it. The girlfriend has to share a costume. She looks
nice,
stunning in it.
Yeah.
I got to make the costume, and we'll figure out what we'll do with it when we make it.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I wore the Skeletor outfit the first year it came out. My daughter was like one or going on one, and I was shocked. She wasn't scared of me or nothing. She was, you know, there's pictures of me holding her. I have the He-Man outfit, and I think I bought the She-Ra for my wife. I don't know if she'll wear it though, but
you gotta push it.
I did buy it, it looks great.
I know.
Trust me. I definitely would have fun with that.
I hope so.
In more ways than one, you know.
Good for you.
I would definitely love to unbox that. So
I'm gonna keep it clean and not say nothing.
But yeah, it's cool. You know, that's why I asked if you guys were going to a themed party or even, you know, a regular costume party, because if the both of you are dressed up, I mean, you have to, you know, be in contention because, you know, you're both doing it together. So it'd be pretty cool. It'd definitely be sweet.
At bare minimum, we'll go trick-or-treating, you know, with our little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do every year. I mean, we do always trick-or-treating. I always get dressed up. My wife will sometimes, depends. But I always get dressed up, and I try to do it. But, I mean, you know, I switch off every year, He-Man, Skeletor, He-Man. So I'm running out of ideas. Maybe I'll wear the She-Ra outfit.
Ah, oh, dude. You got to post that. We went as Catwoman last year.
You were Catwoman?
No, she was Catwoman.
Oh, okay.
I was Batman.
Oh, right. Oh, so you guys dress up together all the time. That's sweet.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we got a 5-year-old, so it's perfect excuse to dress up to play with toys. For at least the next 15 years.
Yeah. It's great.
If you don't
have
kids,
it's a great excuse, you know.
Have them.
Get one. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's fun. It's definitely fun. Absolutely. And like I said, you can try to mold them and, you know, get them to like stuff that you do. So But yeah, I mean, so it's cool again that you know, you're kind of like me. You try to keep everything in your life, like, you know, Masters involved and He-Man themed and stuff like that. I mean, at least I'm not alone in that.
No,
so got to give props out to that. That's cool, and
I appreciate it. Thank you.
The woman behind you, man, that's cool that she's into it as well. Does she have her own room of collectibles, or?
We share this room. Like you said, when you had your apartment with two bedrooms, I moved in here. This is a two-bedroom with a massive addition.
Okay.
So I have a bedroom. We turned the second bedroom into a room for her daughter. And this was going to be a playroom, but now it's turned into
Emmy. No.
It's a massive room. It's a He-Man room. That's what we call it. It's the He-Man
room. Yeah, yeah. That's what I call my room, yeah.
But it's full of nothing but Masters of the Universe and toys. Nostalgia.
Yeah, that's cool. What is that behind you? That whiteboard? Is that just a He-Man sticker on it, or is that
right here?
Old school? Yeah. Yes.
That is.
What is that?
Is my that's my most powerful auctions marker board, where I keep track of members and what I want to change and what I want to do. Yeah, but that's a He-Man sticker.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sweet. John Phelps. Yeah, you guys can see this is where I keep all my ideas and I send them to my development team. That's all it is. There used to be a poster, a Masters Universe poster, which is over there.
No, I see it. Cool. So, very cool.
But yeah, I'll give you
a little tour real quick. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
Harley.
Just the
one
panel palace. Got yeah, her. She loves Harley Quinn, so.
Yeah, I don't blame her. I love it too. That's
my message, He-Man.
I'm a big Batman guy too, besides He-Man. So I feel I that
I got,
pain. I love
I got
it.
The Batman cowl in the bedroom. I got the suit.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's fun.
I was always
man.
A big Batman fan.
Me too. Michael
All
Keaton.
All right, man. Awesome version. So do you have anything you want to say before we wrap this sucker up?
I'd promote the website, but I think we talked a mile about that, so I don't think I have to say ebay.com anymore.
Listen. You can say it as many times as you want on the show. It's always great to say it because I want people out there to know about it.
No, I appreciate it. And like I said, I can't thank everybody in all the groups that support it. The Waffle Mafia, I said, I was brought into this by David Carbalco, Lord of Destruction Waffles. Your brother, my brother, Aaron Johnson at Lucky Legends.
Yeah, got to keep him alive.
And just a quick, our other brother, Joito, in Puerto Rico. No one's been able to get a hold of him yet that I've heard. Puerto Rico
hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, hopefully he's all right.
Yeah,
I got some family over there. Luckily, we were
right.
able to get a hold of our family.
Fortunate, man.
But Masters of the Galaxy, the family, Motu Evolution, just everybody I've had a chance to interact with. Dirt, who is the man behind the scenes. And you, who I hunted down to get you to join the most powerful waffles. Do you know what the hell you were doing?
Hey! I had no idea what a waffle was. That's great.
This is another birthday
baby
present.
Nice.
T-shirt.
Cool.
That's it for me. Thank you, everybody, man. Just thank everybody that keeps this alive and going. And all the members for all the groups, man. I can't. You guys kill it, man.
Yeah, man. It's a great community we're in. It really is. It's amazing.
Changed my life.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. It's done the same with me, but it did. And I just never look back. You know, I just keep it going, and you know,
no,
it brings other people together, and it's a great thing. It's a great thing. I just want to say before we wrap this up that guys, you can go to MOTGpodcast.com, and you can watch. You know, this and other past episodes that we've done so far. I want to say thanks to the guys, Dirt, and everybody at PopCultureNetwork.com. Go there and check out everything that's poppy and culture. And check out the Facebook page, Masters of the Galaxy is .com, Facebook.com. eBay and everything with the Waffle Mafia. You got to keep those boys alive, man, because they'll come after you if not. Cosa Nova.
Cosa Nova.
So, people, you know,
I got a Waffle Mafia sticker on my car, and people are like, what the hell is that?
It's in the frozen food section. Just go there.
Go check it out.
So, all right, guys. So, I, you know, just wanted to say thanks to, you know, all the listeners and everybody involved in the community. And again, out there, we wouldn't be out here doing this. So, until next time, man, I just want to say thank you and rock on, man.
Brian.
Thanks, Miz.
Brian.
You the man.
Brian.
Yes.
Go Giants. Go Giants.
Yeah!
Rowan 3. All right, brother.
All right, man. It was good.
Take care. Thank you all.
See you later, guys.
Take care.
Woohoo!
Good collection.
Woo! Yeah.
Mario. We're still live. We can be idiots.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want until dirt.
Oh, no. We got to stop it. That's what I was told. I can't remember. We have to turn it off and stop the feed. There it is. I have to hang up. All right.
All right. I'll take it easy, man.
Take care.
Thanks.